With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota has 21 newly identified cases of COVID-19, and one more person has died. The state total is now 129 confirmed cases. That includes two deaths and 51 people who have fully recovered. Minnehaha County identified 9 new cases for a total of 40. Its neighbor Lincoln County also identified 6 new cases in the past day. Other counties with new cases are Beadle, Brookings, Brown, Roberts, and Yankton. Two residents at a long-term care facility in Sioux Falls have tested positive for COVID-19 despite a lockdown on visitors. Avera confirms the cases and reports the residents at the Prince of Peace retirement community went into isolation as soon as they exhibited symptoms. Neither residents need hospitalization at the time. In a statement, Avera representatives say they have not permitted visitors for more than 2 weeks and believe an employee may have transmitted the disease. Avera has been screening employees and residents daily, but people can carry the virus without showing symptoms. With significant community spread in Minnehaha County, people may not know they've been exposed to the virus. Avera says it will continue to follow all federal and state guidelines and work with state officials to protect residents and staff. Governor Kristi Noem has already issued a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus, but many are waiting for her to declare a public health emergency. That distinction is frustrating local leaders, especially after lawmakers defeated a bill that would have granted more specific authorities during a public health emergency. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
A state of emergency gives the governor more flexibility to work with federal partners. It also triggers certain state resources. For instance, the governor declared a state of emergency last year to help responses during major flooding. By state law, a public health emergency deals with threats of illness that pose a significant risk of substantial harm. In a public health emergency, the Department of Health has authority to plan and execute emergency assessment, mitigation, and response efforts. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden says South Dakota hasn't reached that point.
The use of that is really for individual cases where individuals are not complying. They are known to be a carrier of a contagious disease and are not following guidance to protect themselves and others.
This week, state lawmakers defeated a bill that would have given the Secretary of Health more enforcement power in a public health emergency. That includes closing businesses and other public gathering places. Governor Noem maintains she's doing everything in her power to slow the spread of coronavirus.
And I clearly laid out what my intentions and directions are for the state of South Dakota in my executive order that I put out previously.
But local leaders are upset after lawmakers refused to authorize additional powers for the Secretary of Health and to let county leaders declare their own public health emergencies. Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender said as much in a Tuesday press briefing.
South Dakota's not unified in the this effort to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken says the virus does not recognize city limits.
I've said this term kind of ad nauseum, but we have this patchwork legislation that we're doing that is different from city to county to, it's all different.
Tenhaken says city leaders are now left to weigh public health concerns with legal risks when they decide to take action. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
State lawmakers have added another option for small business owners who need help getting through the coronavirus pandemic. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Legislators approved a slate of coronavirus bills during a marathon session. One of the bills sets up a Small Business Economic Disaster Relief Subfund. The new fund will have up to $11 million transferred from several of the state's existing economic development programs. The Governor's Office of Economic Development will offer zero-interest loans from the new fund. Small business owners can apply for up to $75,000 for losses from the pandemic. The state fund joins a growing list of coronavirus-related assistance programs for small business. Organizations such as Elevate Rapid City are offering bridge loans to local businesses. At the federal level, Congress has approved $350 billion for forgivable loans to small businesses and some nonprofits. Governor Kristi Noem says speed will be a priority with the state loans.
We expect that those dollars would go out much quicker than the federal funds will be able to be released in our state.
Legislators share that expectation, says State Senator Jeff Partridge.
I expect the Governor's Office of Economic Development to act expediently and to make this process happen quite quickly. If it doesn't happen by the end of the week, I'd be surprised.
A provision in the loan fund bill exempts from public disclosure any meetings and deliberations about the loans by the Governor's Office of Economic Development. But another provision requires periodic public reports on the names of the borrowers and the loan amounts. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
City leaders around the state are discussing options to address the COVID-19 outbreak. The discussion comes after House lawmakers failed to pass a bill to give cities and counties emergency authority. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The bill had support from the mayors of Rapid City and Sioux Falls, as well as the Municipal League. It would have let counties pass emergency and temporary ordinances to support public health. Without that guidance, Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken says he doesn't know what cities and counties can do. Tenhaken says he's talked with three different mayors. They're crafting city ordinances, and Tenhaken says they're looking to Sioux Falls for guidance.
And that's not my job, man. I'll be honest with you. I'm the mayor of the city, okay? I'm not the mayoral alliance leader for the state, okay? But I'm finding myself in that position because other mayors are hungry for direction. They're hungry for some leadership on this issue.
Mayors of some of the state's largest cities will meet with the State Municipal League to figure out how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Kristi Noem says her office drafted some of the legislation, but lawmakers rejected it. In the end, the governor opposed the effort by saying it shortened the process that cities and counties use to create emergency ordinances to close businesses. The governor insisted she has broad emergency powers, but she has chosen not to order statewide business closures.
I will use every authority that I have available to me, and I clearly laid out what my intentions and directions are for the state of South Dakota in my executive order that I put out previously.
A spokesperson for the governor says they're encouraging business innovation and local control. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender says South Dakota is not united in efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus. His comment comes the day after legislators defeated a last-minute bill granting additional emergency authorities to cities and counties. Allender joined a meeting with other mayors and the South Dakota Municipal League to discuss further options, but left early in order to give his daily press briefing Tuesday afternoon. He didn't yet know of a consensus, but he offered his opinion of the situation.
I think the cities and counties have been absolutely left on their own. And so it's us to realize that rather than complaining about it, we should get to work and see how we can improve the situation.
Like other mayors, Allender says he's received an influx of complaints from citizens who feel their employers are putting them at risk by staying open. He says those people should consider quitting.
Imagine if your boss decided to bring into the workplace a pet grizzly bear and you felt threatened. What should you do? Go home.
A Rapid City ordinance closing certain businesses went into effect last Friday.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.